Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. With Election Day just around the corner, the candidates are doing all they can to communicate their policies and ideas to undecided voters. But as Chris Olivola, the Newton Fellow in Behavioral Sciences at the University of Warwick, explains, how they look may be more important than what they say.
With the U.S. presidential election on the horizon, political analysts are busy trying to figure out what makes voters tick. You might think that it will all come down to the candidates' views and proposed policies. But surprisingly, our research suggests that voters may also be influenced by the way candidates look. We showed participants photos of rival Republican and Democratic candidates drawn from hundreds of U.S. Senate and gubernatorial elections. We asked them to guess which ones were the Republican candidates. We did this because the proportion of participants who guessed that a given candidate is Republican indicates how Republican-looking that person is. Many candidates, even some Democrats, it turns out, look more stereotypically Republican than their rivals. So we wanted to see whether looking more Republican than one's rival might predict a candidate's electoral success. Our results showed some interesting differences between left and right-leaning states. We found that in right-leaning states, the more Republican-looking the candidates were, the larger their vote shares in the actual elections. This was true even for elections between Caucasian male candidates of similar age. In contrast, we found no relationship between having a stereotypically Republican or Democratic appearance and electoral success in left-leaning states. We also found that Republican respondents were more likely to prefer the more Republican-looking candidates, whereas Democratic respondents were not influenced by these political facial stereotypes. Thus, political candidates facing conservative voters seem to benefit from having facial features that make them look more stereotypically Republican than their rivals. This is rather puzzling when you consider that a candidate's political affiliations are clearly revealed during election campaigns and even provided on voting ballots. In the upcoming presidential election, how the candidates look may also matter.
That was Chris Olivola of the University of Warwick. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.